nothing else, maybe they'd start an old lonesome religious song and just ride along that wagon and sing that song. But Lord, if you're hearing by that way now, you'd get out and have them handcuff and sent to Little Rock. Think they'd done and went too far.
That's probably the truth. That's probably not
what I you just don't have no idea how proud I am, Lee.
Well,
and I wouldn't I would have accepted them, been proud of them, and been shipped, but I wouldn't have wanted
them
not to
be. Harder to find them.
I know it. You can't hardly get them. I think Ma told me she got these at Jackson, but she got them for a woman down there, and that woman wouldn't have them. And like I told you a while ago, when she always, when she pukes, I receive it. And she brought them in. I said, "The Lord, Ma, I'm proud to get them." I said, "I call them old spreadhead stockings." And they just don't touch me and don't hurt my foot anywhere and don't hurt that old sore foot. And I'm just proud of them as
they'll do. Well, I saw you had them on, and I said,
yeah.
Oh, I know those things are hard to find, and I'm
going to
see if I can find them in Clinton.
Well, I don't know whether you can find them in Clinton or not.
Yeah.
Did you get
these? I found
them here. Well, they've got some new stores now that they didn't used to have.
You know where Pearl's Drugstore is?
Yeah.
Well, then there's, what's it called next door? Leffler's?
Leffler's and Bonds is it on
there. Okay, that was the one.
One of them.
The last one, Bonds.
Bonds, Otis Bonds.
That's the one. That's where I found them. They have them in there. Mm-hmm.
Well, you just can't hardly find them.
I know it. Because, see, we have such a time finding them for my aunt. You know, I told you about Marshall. We just can't hardly find them up there for her. But, let's see. Now, on a horse, I mean on a wagon where you have two horses, you call it part that goes, the part that goes up between the horses?
It's a pound.
And then on a buggy, the part that
goes on each side,
yeah,
the chaise.
Now, on a wagon...
Well, a one-horse wagon, it'd be chaise.
Oh, it would.
And a buggy that had two to it, and it would be a thumb.
Oh,
just
I see. It'd be just the same. See, I get... this is what I'm trying to learn about, and I get this stuff mixed up, you know, because you don't see it anymore. Well, now, on a wagon wheel, part of center, I think you call it the hub, isn't that right? What about the thing that would go through the hub?
Spindle.
And then...
The thing that goes through that hub is the thimble.
Mm-hmm.
And then that thing that, I've got it mixed up, that's on the wagon that the thimble fits over, you know.
Mm-hmm.
One of them's a thimble and that's a wagon thimble, and I reckon the other one is a boxer, is the other one.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about where the spokes go up? They go
spokes goes into the hub.
Mm-hmm.
And then them things from one spoke to the other and around here, that's the fellers, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
I thought of it before I started to tell you. I think they're called fellers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you know that there's a tar that goes around them on buggy wheels and wagon wheels both. Well, that's a wagon tar and buggy tar.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, well, about the same for each one of them on the wheel doings is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It'd be about the same whether it's a buggy or a wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, on a wagon, now this might be the same too, but what about that thing that the horse pulls on, that the traces are fastened to?
Well, that's a sandwich tree.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now, horses, where you're hooking two to the wagon, you see. That's called a double tree, and then there's single tree to each on each end of this double tree, and each horse has his own single tree, you see.
Oh, I see.
And that thing that's here in front, across the end of the tongue, here in front, that's the breast yoke.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Breast yoke. Yeah, I didn't know that. Well, now, you were talking about that, as far as plows go, your daddy just had about one kind, I think you said.